Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Bully Ray and I talk about the WWE story that has hit mainstream press, and that is Vince McMahon, the board of directors investigation. We'll get into that with Bully and I here on the podcast. Also, we get into AEW Dynamite, and after the huge main event for the Tag Team Championship, Christian's turn. We get into that. Also, Toni Storm's big win over Britt Baker, the biggest of her career. We talk about it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. You know, Bully, you and I were on the phone pretty much all night. I know Paul was involved as well, because there was an article that was released a few hours after Busted Open signed off yesterday, and it was coming from the Wall Street Journal about Vince McMahon. And it stated that the WWE Board of Directors are investigating a $3 million payment made to a departing employee from the WWE. It was a paralegal. This supposedly was made early on this year. The person that received the payment supposedly barred from talking about a relationship with Vince McMahon, also talking critically about Vince McMahon. As far as we know right now, the relationship was consensual, and the Wall Street Journal is also investigating maybe other things as well. But and the WWE internally, their board of directors, are this is happening within the walls of the WWE. Again, we're just finding things out now. This is just a report. There's nothing concrete about this. But when it involves somebody like Vince McMahon, Bully, who I think you would agree over the last 40 years has been the biggest presence in all of pro wrestling, when something like this comes out, it definitely needs to be talked about.
Two points of view, in my opinion, you got to look at this from. Got to whittle it down. Did he do anything morally wrong? Did he do anything legally wrong? So I'll throw it out there. Did he do anything morally wrong?
If these things are true, morally, yes.
Did he do anything legally wrong?
From everything that I've read, it looks like they pretty much dotted the I's and crossed the T's, it seems. So legally, maybe not.
So if Vince McMahon decided to get with his lawyers and the lady that he had a relationship with, an affair with, whatever word you want to tie to it, got with her lawyers, and they came up with an agreement, a financial settlement, and she signed a non-disclosure agreement, that tells me that all parties involved agreed on a price, in which this lady would not talk about the affair with Vince McMahon. If the money came out of Vince McMahon's own personal pocket, I don't think he did anything legally wrong. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. But I don't think he did anything legally wrong. However, if the money came out of the pockets of World Wrestling Entertainment, then yes, I'm sure there's going to be an issue.
Then that's where it becomes a legal issue. But, you know, you can't shy away from the moral issue either, Bully, because, you know, in the world of the WWE, at least from us, from fans, when we think of the WWE, we think of Vince McMahon. And like you always say, it's kind of run like a mom and pa shop. But that's really not the case with the WWE anymore. This is an investigation from the board of directors, which means, you know, Vince McMahon, it's not a case of like people saying, well, Vince McMahon stepped down. Let's just say this is obviously just speculation here. I'm sure he would never step down, but he may not have a choice. The board of directors could oust Vince McMahon if they wanted to. This is where this is. And as you know, too, Bully, when you do an internal investigation, it may be on one thing, but then you're opening up the books and more things could be uncovered. This could, again, emphasis on the word could. This could turn out to be a very unpleasant situation for the McMahon family.
If there's one thing that I learned from Vince a long time ago is that perception is reality. Right now, the perception is not good for Vince. It's not good for the WWE. And the perception alone might force the board of directors into taking some type of action. This also, you know, raises the question, why did Stephanie McMahon step away from the company about a month ago? In the report, it said that the McMahons would have known as early as the beginning of April, I believe, or sometime in April that this was about to come down. Is that true, Dave?
That's what I read. Yes.
Okay. So maybe she just felt the need to distance herself at this time and spend time with her family or distance herself from the whole situation. As of this morning, it doesn't look great because a story like this, it just blew up overnight. It was everywhere yesterday in a matter of minutes. And Vince McMahon is one of those targets that, would you agree, that people have been trying to take down for years?
Probably. I would say that. I mean, we've seen documentaries and, you know, articles, you know, definitely going about the way that you just said, 100%.
Us being in living in New York and New Jersey, reading the Daily News, the New York Post, there was a guy named, I believe, Phil Mushnick, correct?
Phil Mushnick, Bob Raceman, they've always tried to take shots at the world of pro wrestling.
Especially Mushnick, constantly trying to take the WWE and Vince McMahon down. So we have to wait for more details. Or we can only talk about what we know as of right this very minute. And I think we've looked at it from the two points of views that Jeff looked, morally and legally. And listen, whether you're the head of a company like Vince McMahon is, or you're a landscaper, or you're a doctor, or you're a garbage man, people engage with other people in the workplace all the time. This is not unique to Vince. Should he be doing it with his employees? I think we can all agree that the answer is most likely not. But it does happen everywhere. But we're talking about it because it's Vince McMahon.
Well, but obviously it's Vince McMahon. And, you know, like, as I said, it's Vince McMahon. This is the biggest presence, the biggest name in the last 40 years in the business that we cover. It's a sticky situation, Bully, because I've seen it in other companies where something like this, if there's a morality clause, it could be used here, especially when you look at the world of the WWE right now. And we've seen it, Bully, especially lately. The programming is geared towards families. It is geared towards a younger audience. And I'm sure the board of directors are not happy about something like this, or, you know, about the perception of what has followed in the years before this. You know, I never, like, a lot of people are speculating and they're almost like booking what's going to happen next. We have no idea. We have to
stop for one second. And stop for one second. Yes. The reason why we can't get into that speculation mode also is, watch this. Yesterday, social media was inundated with names of WWE talent.
Yes.
That fans thought Vince had the affair with. they were just rattling off names left and right. Oh, it was this woman. It was this woman. It was this woman. On screen performers and characters. And then all of a sudden later in the day, what do we learn? It's not. It was a paralegal, somebody that worked in the office. So here goes everybody speculating and guessing, and you're completely wrong.
Yeah, to the point that where like point Gail alone Kim is
why we have to just say again.
No, that to the point where Gail Kim was like, I'm not commenting. I have, you know, like that's terrible because her name was getting thrown into there. That's not fair. These are people who did a job that worked for the WWE. They don't need to be involved in something that they had, you know, like a mess like this. Now, if names do come out in the future where there's actually facts based on it, but this is where like social media, we're going to get in a lot about social media with something else that you've talked a lot about on this show in just a little bit, Bully. But this is where like people start speculating and posting pictures and things like that. And listen, there are a big base of people, Bully, that feel like everything that they see on internet and social media is the truth. That's how this could become completely poison when innocent people get roped in to a situation like this.
There's no doubt people get roped in, and the speculation is awful. And think of the women's names that are being dragged into this because people are hiding behind their keyboards going, oh, I bet it was this person. I bet it was this person. It's none of those women. None of them. This was internal. And that point alone is reason enough for us to sit back, shut the F up, wait for the details to come out. And a lot of details have come out already. I mean, I think we can, I mean, the Wall Street Journal published this entire story, Vince, the paralegal, the NDA, the amount of money, maybe there were others involved also. But if the NDA was signed by both parties and both parties' lawyers, and the agreement was made, and the money came from Vince McMahon's personal account, other than this creating a horrible perception, and the partners of the WWE, like a USA or a Fox or any of the other companies that Vince does business with around the world, I'm not quite sure how it is going to affect Vince or the WWE.
Yeah, we're just going to have to wait and see. And as you said, too, in the article, they said there's the possibility of other uncovered additional non-disclosure agreements. But that's not fact, that they're looking into that, of that possibility. Listen, we might be talking about this after the weekend, Bully, where, hey, it seems like things were uncovered. We found out that there were some things or accusations that weren't true, or Bully, as we've seen in other areas of our life where this could go south and this could go south very fast. Would you be more open now? Because I know this, and maybe you're not, because I know you never were. Are you more open to the possibility that 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now, the WWE is going to be run by somebody other than a McMahon?
With the power that Nick Khan has accumulated, you could make an argument that if anything were to happen to Vince where he wasn't around anymore, that he would be in charge. He's the number two, right? It's not Shane. It's not Steph.
Nope.
It's not Trips.
Nope.
It's not Bruce. It's not Johnny. It's Nick Khan. So hypothetically, something goes drastically wrong for Vince and he is no longer allowed to be associated with the WWE in any way, shape, or form. Who's running the joint?
It's Nick Khan. That's something, Bully, that when you and I started on this show together 5 years ago, would have felt impossible. We just assumed that Vince McMahon was going to run this company until his dying day, and then he was going to leave this company to Shane or Stephanie or some kind of power between the three, Triple H, Shane, and Stephanie. I don't know if that's the case anymore.
Listen, Triple H has been kind of removed from what we know. Stephanie has removed herself. Shane, unfortunately, has never been as close to the product as he probably should have been a long time ago. Nick Khan has most of the control now. Now, does that mean Nick Khan wouldn't bring in Shane, bring back Stephanie or bring in Hunter? I don't know. So much speculation.
I know.
But I think that no matter what happens with Vince, as long as there's Vince air in Vince's lungs, he will in some way, shape, or form still be running the WWF. Kind of like when a mob boss goes away to jail, but he still is able to run the family from jail. Unless we get the untimely passing of Vince McMahon, which I am not hoping for. I still think he runs the joint somehow.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to get Vince's baby away from him unless you pry it from his cold, dead hands.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens here with this situation, Bully, because I got to tell you, looking at it, we've seen this a million times.
And you know what? To the woman who was involved in the situation, I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
I hope that she's good and in a good mental place and she's doing well and she's happy and content with whatever settlement. I hope this story coming about doesn't uproot her life or make things difficult for her.
Of course, yes. But sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. And again, this is all alleged and reported and everything. But you know what happens sometimes with an investigation? You're after one thing and then you see something else. You see something else. And please don't take this the wrong way. But we've heard legends and myths about Vince McMahon. Some of the things that he may or may not have been able to get away with 20, 25, 30 years ago, not going to be able to get away with now. And some of that stuff could get uncovered. So don't know. Our eyes are obviously going to be on this situation for the hours and days and weeks to come.
And the Wall Street Journal report did say, according to them, there could be other things that have happened in the past similar to this involving Vince. And they even mentioned one other name from the WWE.
Yeah, they said the Wall Street Journal reported that the investigation may have uncovered additional non-disclosure agreements.
We got to wait and see, Dave. That's all we can do.
Hear what's happening around the globe on World of Basketball.
The reigning WNBA MVP, Jonquel Jones.
For us, like me, Buddy, and all of the hoopers in the Bahamas, like, we didn't really have, like, that basketball gym. So when I moved to the States, I remember just, like, walking into the gym for my high school, and I was just like, wow, like, my school actually has its own gym.
New episodes of World of Basketball, hosted by Fran Fraschilla, are released Thursdays on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company,
not a bet. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. New tag team champions, Bully. The Young Bucks.
Yes, congratulations to the Young Bucks, now two-time AEW World Tag Team Champions. Exciting match last night. Ladder match, lots of table bumps, lots of craziness, lots of zaniness. Somebody got the trivia question correct.
Okay, so once again, the trivia question.
On the old Twitter machine, they got the trivia question correct. I don't know if you want to give away now or later.
Well, no, we will, but let me just repeat the question again. You know, Bully, you started the show and you asked, what does The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Abyss, and Luchasaurus have in common? So, Bully, give credit where credit is due. Who got the trivia question right?
Oh, damn. I'd have to go back on the Twitter machine. Oh,
son of a bitch.
I forgot her name. I'll find it out. I'll find it out. Relax. So, if you remember back to the year 2000 at a show called SummerSlam, a young up-and-comer with a bright future ahead of him named Bubba Ray Dudley climbed up to the top of a 15-foot ladder to grab the World Tag Team Championships and was pushed off by Edge and Christian, thus plummeting to the floor through four tables set up on the floor. That was my that bump was my Mick Foley off the top of the Hell in the Cell bump. That's the one I wanted to do. Then later on, me and Matt Hardy did it together. But yes, Shawn Michaels copied that bump. The Undertaker copied that bump. Abyss copied that bump. And last night we saw Luchasaurus copy the bump. And I'll tell you a funny story real quick. The night that Shawn and Hunter had their street fight, that famous street fight that they had, I remember being in catering that day. So they had their match about a year after SummerSlam. And I remember being at catering, and Michael Hayes coming into catering, and he goes, "Hey, Bubba, we need you outside. The boss wants to see you." And that was, and that's Vince. And I walk into the arena, and this is probably like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And I see at ringside, they have four tables stacked up on the floor and a ladder in set up in the middle of the ring, right under a ladder set up right in the middle of the ring. And Vince looks at me and he goes, "How do you do the bump safely?" And I was like, "Vince, this is the exact thing that I already did. This is the exact spot." "Oh, yeah, no, I know, but how do you do it safely?" "I go, what did you do to practice it?" I said, "I didn't practice anything. I climbed to the top of the ladder. Edge and Christian pushed the ladder. I went through the tables." He's like, "You didn't walk through it? You didn't practice it? You didn't do it on crash pads?" "No." So he said, now, meanwhile, Hunter's standing there. Shawn Michaels is standing there. Michael Hayes is standing there. Vince is standing there. And he goes, "Well, what happens if he misses his mark?" I said, "Well, then he's going to end up as an ink spot on the floor, but it'll make for great TV." And I walked away.
Wow.
Because I was like, hey, man, you're Shawn Michaels. You're Mr. WrestleMania. I'm just some jabroni tag team guy. And you got to copy my exact bump. Come up with something different. But that's my story for the day. Yeah. But I thought Luchasaurus did a great job last night taking that bump.
And Bully, and no disrespect to all those people you mentioned because they're legends, even Abyss in my eyes. But you're right. It's a trivia question that you have to think about. Why? Because nothing's ever going to beat the original. Nothing's ever going to beat that first time. So I agree with what you said. So you mentioned, what did you
You'll
think?
You'll never forget your first time.
That's right. Unless
You'll
it's a forgettable
first. You'll never forget your first time.
That's right.
Sometimes you could be 16. Sometimes you could be 40. But you'll never forget that first time.
What did you think of the last time, which was last night with Luchasaurus?
I thought Luchasaurus took it well. Good crash and burn. Lots of explosions at the table. He was able to break 3 out of 4.
You know what's crazy is that you could say what you want about this reign of Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy. And in a lot of ways, they haven't really been highlighted. I think a lot of people saw the tag team title change happening for a couple of different reasons. But I thought Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy last night had their best match. And it might be their last match, at least for now. But I thought they had a really good showing against the Young Bucks last night.
I had a major problem with that match last night, despite how exciting it was, all that, not with the talent, but I had a major, major, major problem.
Go ahead, please tell me.
And this is inexcusable. I don't care who comes on this show and tries to debate me on this.
All right. Well, before you give it, because I think that's a good tease since we're up against the break, I want to give you the time to explain it. I do want to give a little credit to somebody else who was not in the ring last night, and that is Jim Ross. Once again, Jim Ross proves why he's a Hall of Fame announcer, and he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, to ever do it. Nobody, and I mean no one, Bully, gives a bigger match feel than Jim Ross, and nobody makes the moments feel as special as Jim Ross. And I tell you what, example, go back and listen to his call during that match in that main event last night. Jim Ross is the greatest to ever do it.
Put so much credibility on everything that he calls. And he's been doing that from day one. I just talked about, you know, the first TLC match from SummerSlam. JR called that match. He called WrestleMania 2000, the ladder match. He called TLC 2, adding credibility across the board to anything we've done and anything that he calls. Once again, a great job by JR last night.
Somebody that you know very, very well. The day before the guy's birthday, for crying out loud. Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy just lose the tag team championship titles. All right? Mother, sister, ringside, to watch Jungle Boy defend those tag team championships. Disappointed. Why? Because they lost to the Young Bucks. And then they had to watch their son, their brother, get attacked by their mentor, their guy, their friend, Christian. And I got to tell you, I loved every second of it, Bully. Great job by Christian.
Exceptional heel turn by Christian last night. Yep. Love the execution. Love the timing, the facials, the intent. Christian going out under the ring, pulling out those two chairs, threatening to swing them at the referees, sliding in the ring, and then just doing it. Absolutely loved it. Christian turning Jungle Boy over, laying on top of him, showing Jungle Boy's face, showing Christian's face, letting you read the emotion on their faces. Excellent, excellent job. It could have been better.
If
you're going to go out of your way to show me mom and sister at ringside, let's use them. What mother in her right mind would ever sit there and watch her baby boy get his head caved in.
Probably going to run into that ring and try to stop it. Maybe even jump on top of their son.
You're going to try to do anything that you can possibly do to stop it. Even if that means jumping over that guardrail, sliding in the ring, and just standing in front of Christian, begging him not to do it. I would have had mom and sister come in the ring and beg Christian not to do it. And then I would have had security come in the ring to try to get mom and sister out of there because they don't belong in the ring in the first place. I would have created that moment where mom and sister are begging Christian, and Christian should have backed off. And we should have saw Christian lower the chair. And we should have seen the look on Christian's face change as if, damn, I shouldn't be doing this to this kid in front of his mother and sister. And as security is able to get mom and sister out of the way for a brief moment, bam, out of nowhere, Christian should have caved the kid's head in and watch mom and sister go ballistic and then jump on top of Jungle Boy. And Christian slide out while watching Jungle Boy's mom and sister sit there and cry. You want to create moments? There's your moment. I thought what they did was very good. I think if you had incorporated Jungle Boy's mom and sister, it could have been excellent.
Yeah,
That's just my opinion.
I think time was an issue too. After that main event, that very, very small amount of time in order to do that turn. Though I do agree with you, that would have definitely added to it. But I also agree with you that I thought it was very good. There's also the video footage. I don't know if you saw it, of what took place after they went off the air, because Jungle Boy's mother and sister were screaming at Christian, and Christian was going back and like, your son's a piece of shit. Like, he kept saying, you know, your son's now going to have his birthday cake through a straw. Your son's a piece of shit. And said to his mom, you raised a piece of shit. Like, wow. I must've watched it six times. I was like, wow, Christian's a real asshole.
Remember a couple of months ago when I said they weren't doing shit with Christian?
I wanted to bring that up. I wanted to bring that up with you because it's interesting. Because you said that and you said, man, you have somebody like Christian. You're not doing anything with him. But you know what, Bully? They had a plan. And I'm telling you right now, as big as Jungle Boy is, be prepared for him to get much bigger over the next few months.
Christian is going to make Jungle Boy. Now, I'm not necessarily sure that they had a plan and were holding off. If I was going to bet a dollar, I think the Hardys would have won the championships last night.
Interesting.
Now, that would not have stopped Christian from doing the turn. But you're telling me for 2-3 months they've been holding off on this turn?
Well, I mean, listen, and it might just be the fan in me. Don't forget, it was a year ago where Jungle Boy won that battle royal. And a lot of people thought Christian was going to attack Jungle Boy there. That was a year ago. But we have seen, I think we talked about it, Bully, where like Jungle Boy did something a few weeks ago where he was on Christian's shoulders and like tapped Christian on the head to lower him. And when he tapped Christian's head, Christian kind of looked at him like, wait, who do you think you are? He kind of gave him that look. So there's been little there. The fan of me would like to think that this has been a year in the making. You make sense in what you said. They've had to adjust, and there's no doubt they've had to adjust because of the Jeff Hardy situation. But you're right that would not have prevented the turn. I think they actually had a little bit of a plan in place for Christian. But to go back to your point, what you said, you have somebody like Christian, use Christian, they're going to use Christian now. And I prefer a heel Christian over a babyface Christian.
There's no doubt. And I think last night we got the best version of Christian that we've gotten from him since he's come into AEW. Whether or not the Jungle Boy turn was planned, whether it was for a day or 3 months down the line, they still, in my opinion, have not utilized Christian to his maximum potential since he has been there. This is a guy widely regarded as one of the most psychologically sound workers in the business these days. Last night, hopefully, is the beginning.
Yes.
And hopefully we just don't see him on TV every other week or every 3 weeks doing his stuff. I'd like to see real episodic TV happen with Christian and Jungle Boy. Jungle Boy is a future star within AEW. Christian is the guy that will make him that future star.
I agree with you, Bully. I'm very, very curious about what's going to happen. I now want to tune into Dynamite just to see what the next chapter in this story is going to be. The guy you probably have to worry about now is Luchasaurus, because with that team losing the championships, I would think, at least for now, that Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy are done and on the shelf for now. Because I think, and no disrespect to Luchasaurus, but Jungle Boy, as you said, is a future star in AEW.
Luchasaurus has done a phenomenal job with everything that he's been handed. Does it all make sense? Absolutely not. But it's pro wrestling. It's sports entertainment. He's a 65 million, year old
dinosaur.
Luchasaurus dinosaur who can do, backflips like Rey Mysterio used to do. So, I'm in on it. I get it. He's done a great job, but I think it's time for Jungle Boy to truly, truly shine. I hope they keep Luchasaurus away from this, because I just want to see the spotlight put on Christian and Jungle Boy.
I'm Hall of Fame sportscaster Leslie Visser, and I was just honored as the first woman to win the Sports Emmy Lifetime Achievement. This month, as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of Title IX, my podcast, In Conversation with Leslie Visser, will take a deeper look into the landmark legislation. We'll hear from some of the greatest female icons, Cheryl Miller, Julie Foudy, Dominique Dawes, Val Ackerman, and Jessica Mendoza. So please listen and subscribe on the SXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Last night, Dynamite to me in a lot of ways was like a pay-per-view if you think about it. You got a hair versus hair match between Jericho and Ortiz.
I thought you got a great match between Will Ospreay and Dax. You got, you know, the Young Bucks against Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy in a tag team match for the tag titles. Like, you got Britt Baker against Toni Storm. That's a pretty damn good two-hour pro wrestling show, Bully.
Huge win for Toni Storm last night, by the
way. Yes.
Huge. And you know I'm a big Toni Storm fan. She's like the Bobby Brown, Warrant Cherry Pie girl of the pro wrestling business. Looks amazing. Gets it done in the ring. Big win over Britt. Clean win, middle of the ring.
Yeah.
Now her and your girl, Thunder Rosa.
Actually, our girl, she's part of Busted Open, but Thunder Rosa and her at Forbidden Door at the pay-per-view. That should be one hell of a match. And I agree with you, Bully. That win last night may be the biggest win of Toni Storm's career. Because the reason I say this, she was in the ring against Charlotte Flair when she was with the WWE. But for whatever reason, it was just loss after. Not only that, embarrassing moment after embarrassing moment. It was weird how they used Toni Storm. Her, that win against Britt. First of all, it's Britt Baker. Britt Baker is a major superstar for AEW. But now she's in a championship match on a pay-per-view. Listen, things could get wonky. You know this, Bully. A loss could turn into another loss, turn into another loss, and the next thing you know, you're not on TV. She's in a championship match and a major pay-per-view, a sold-out pay-per-view for AEW. That was a major win for Toni Storm last night.
Thought she did a great job. I'm looking forward to her versus Thunder Rosa. Hopefully she has a great showing against Thunder Rosa. I don't think she's going over on Thunder Rosa. Hopefully she gets over in the match, though.
Yes, I agree. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.